This is Chairman Daldio dictating an attorney letter to Nathan Walden, attorney at law of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Walden, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Danielle Lundgren, please note the following medical letter, period. First name, Danielle, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E. Last name is L-U-N-D-G-R-E-N. On October 15th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 42-year-old female who is involved in a workman's compensation injury at work on or about June 27th, 2023, period. This occurred in the Shane warehouse, S-H-E-I-N. She was lifting a heavy package and she felt a pop and pain in her neck and right shoulder, period. Despite treatment, present day, she is still experiencing neck pain that radiates to the shoulder, down the right arm, into the fingers, period. She was told that she had disc problems and had surgery on or about February 6, 2024, period. New paragraph. Her neck and shoulder problems were treated with medication, neck injections, and physical therapy, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 9 hours per day, period. It occurs with headaches, period. It is a sharp type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right arm to the fingers, period. She has numbness and tingling, period. She did have surgery on February 6, 2024, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was the next day she was seen at Witham Convenient Care in Lebanon, period. She was treated and released after x-rays, period. She was seen at Ortho Indy several times, period. Dr. Osborne, O-S-B-O-R-N, ordered physical therapy at Athletico, period. She was seen there several times, period. She had an MRI and was given oral steroids, period. Dr. O'Neill from Ortho Indy did the surgery. It was followed up with physical therapy, and she did have injections in her neck before the surgery, period. On May of 2024, she fell at work, aggravating her neck pain. She was seen at Ortho Indy, was taken off work, had more physical therapy, and it did improve in a few months, and she was able to return to work, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems lifting over 10 pounds, comma, standing over 2 hours, comma, walking over a mile, comma, and sleeping, period. New paragraph. Medication denies other than over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines and exercise therapy, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for anxiety. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals February 6, 2024, next surgery for this injury, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her neck in the past, period. The patient did not have prior work injuries other than an aggravation by the fall in May of 2024, post-surgery, period. The neck pain did return to the pre-fall state after physical therapy in about 4 months, period. The patient has not had serious or minor automobile accidents in the past, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient works at TJ Maxx part-time, period. She works in the fitting room assisting customers, period. She was a packer full-time at the time of this injury, period. She missed approximately 6 to 8 months of work due to this injury, period. She missed 4 months of work for each of these two injuries, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Her initial evaluation at Occupational Health, June 27th, 2023, states right shoulder injury, period. She states that she hurt her right shoulder moving packages, and when they were done, she noticed that her arm hurt, and she had pain radiating down her arm, and then numbness, period. HPI, she was working yesterday, period. She was lifting packages into a semi-trailer, period. She reports it was too much for me and tore my shoulder, period. Abnormalities noted on physical examination. Assessment was strain of the muscles and tendons of the rotator cuff of the right shoulder initial encounter. X-rays obtained in clinic. Compression, the shoulder is within normal limits. They gave her restrictions of modified duty. Period. Witham Occupational Medicine, July 19th, 2023. Internal and external range of motion with reported pain at endpoints, period. Generalized tenderness to palpation along the superior, comma, lateral and posterior shoulder, period. Plan is MRI of the right shoulder. Witham Occupational Health, August 3rd, 2023, referred to physiatry for failure to improve with conservative treatment methods, period. Diagnosis, strain of muscles and tendons of the rotator cuff of the right shoulder, subsequent encounter, period. Witham Health Services, July 24th, 2023, MRI of the right shoulder showed one tendinosis tendinosis in the supraspinatus tendon, but no evidence of rotator cuff tear, period. Two small area of stress reaction in the greater tuberosity of the infraspinatus insertion, period. Three changes of adhesive capsulitis, period. Ortho Indy note, September 13th, 2024. A patient is a 42-year-old female who presents for a workman's comp evaluation, period. She returns now after completing a functional capacity evaluation, period. Assessment, the patient is a 42-year-old female who presents now with resolution of her neck pain, which was most consistent with her cervical strain, period. Her symptoms are now completely resolved, and she has returned, period. I will release her from my care without restrictions in a PPI rating of 0%, period. Athletical physical therapy, initial evaluation, July 12, 2023. The patient displays signs and symptoms consistent with referred diagnosis of right rotator cuff strain with impingement, period. The patient would benefit from a skilled physical therapy program, period. Athletical physical therapy discharge note, April 30th, 2024. Patient reports excellent relief with therapy. Minimal complaints of left neck pain, period. Corvell note, C-O-R-V-E-L, April 3rd, 2024. Continues to recover from a work-related injury that occurred on June 27th, 2023. Pain location is neck. X-ray of the neck performed prior to physical examination. Dr. O'Neill states her incision looks good and is well-healed, period. He also states her X-rays look good and hardware is in place, period. Ortho Indy note, March 6, 2024, 41-year-old old female who is now 1 month, status post C5-6 arthroplasty, period. We will get her started on post-op physical therapy, period. Ortho Indy operative note, February 6, 2024. Procedure performed, C5-6, anterior cervical discectomy with arthroplasty, period. Post-op diagnosis is right-sided C5-6 foraminal stenosis with radiculopathy, period. CoreVal note, January 10th, 2024. Reviewed MRI and EMG and performed a physical examination, period. Dr. O'Neill states all conservative has been attempted and failed, period. He is recommending surgery, C5-6, discectomy, period. Her pain is unbearable, and she is ready to be better, period. Ortho Indy EMG, December 21st, 2023, incomplete study, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing her records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of her work injury of June 27th, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by... Okay, scratch that about diagnostics assessments. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today, examination of the skin revealed a 4-centimeter horizontal scar involving the anterior neck due to surgery for this injury, period. ENT examination was negative with pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the anterior neck revealed normal thyroid with the scar as mentioned, period. There's paravertebral muscle spasm in the cervical area, period. There's heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area. There was diminished strength in the cervical area, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 14 degrees, comma, extension by 24 degrees, comma, side bending by 26 degrees on the left, comma, 28 degrees on the right, comma, rotation diminished by 16 degrees on the left, comma, and 18 degrees on the right, period. There was a loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar areas, normal, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft and unremarkable, period. Left shoulder exam was unremarkable, period. Right shoulder exam had diminished flexion with, right shoulder had diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 24 degrees, comma. Abduction, ABD, diminished by 8 degrees, comma. Adduction, ADD, diminished by 10 degrees, comma. And internal rotation diminished by 14 degrees, period. There was palpable tenderness, period. There was diminished strength in the right shoulder, period. There was palpable heat, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right biceps reflex in 1/4. There was diminished sensation involving the right palmar aspect of her arm, period. There was diminished grip strength in the right hand. The patient is right-handed, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, neck trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, and radiculopathy, period. Number two, right shoulder trauma and pain. Right shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, rotator cuff injury, comma, tendonitis, comma, and adhesive capsulitis, period. The above requiring C5-6 discectomy and arthroplasty surgery on February 6, 2024, period. The above diagnosis is directly caused by the work injury of June 27, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. Please note the following two impairments, period. In reference to the cervical area, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for an 11% whole body impairment period. In reference to the right shoulder, utilizing Table 15-5, the patient qualifies for an additional 5% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 14% whole body impairment as a result of the work injury of June 27th, 2023, period. The basis for this impairment rating is strictly and totally the work injury of June of 2023, period. As a patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical and right shoulder regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medications of an over-the-counter nature will be $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some additional neck injections will cost approximately $7,000, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. The patient may need to repeat an MRI at a cost of $2,500, period. The patient may need additional physical therapy at a later date, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.